Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. This is my apartment. It doesn't look pretty. The Yankees didn't look very pretty last night after the first couple innings as they blew a 5-0 lead. And then they go on to lose the game in, was it in extras? Was it in just 9 innings? Either way, they lose on a walk-off. And this is the pregame show. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME for $20 off your first order. You can go to one of these games. I'm trying to go to one of the, actually, I'm going to a couple of the games next week. And I already have tickets to one. Use SeatGeek to get there. And I'm going to go to the Saturday game as well. And I'm going to use SeatGeek to go there. Annoying loss last night for the Yankees. Tonight, their lineup is as follows. Saturday night lineup. Fun. Judge leads off. He'll play center field. Giancarlo Stanton is the DH, batting second. Gleyber Torres is playing second base, batting third. Josh Donaldson homered last night. Chat got a point. He bats fourth. That is all the way it's kind of been lately. But now Miguel Andujar back in the starting lineup. He is playing left field, batting fifth. Oswaldo Cabrera, after moving around a little bit and playing some first base last night, he's back in right field, like has become kind of normal. And he bats sixth, slid down a spot. Oswald Peraza is batting seventh, playing shortstop. Kyle Higashioka starts after Trevino. He had like the sprained knee thing. Curious where that is. I haven't seen any quotes. Higgy's batting eighth. He is catching. And Marwin back in there after leaving early last night. He bats ninth. He's playing first. Jameson Taillon is on the bump. What did he do last time? He's been pretty good of late. Oh my god. Click right buttons, dude. Click a right buttons just one time. Wow, he's thrown a lot of innings this year. Game logs, just double checking. Oh, last time against Tampa went 7.1. Yes, that was that game. The blowout. He was really good. And that was awesome. He's been mostly good lately. He got kind of lit up the first start of August, and since then, ERA in the eights. Is there one bad one in there that I should whittle out? Not really. There's a 5 innings, 3 earned, a 2 innings. Oh, left early and in LA was tough. Any thoughts on the lineup? I'm happy Andujar is in there. I'm happy he's in there. Although, a little weird coming off Hicks actually looking. He had like a great game last night. No complaints on the Aaron Hicks front. Although I've always been kind of in the 90th percentile, like pro Hicks. But I'm happy to see Andujar in the mix there. Hicks, mix. Whoa. The Brewers, Brandon Woodruff, one of the best pitchers in baseball, is on the bump. Their lineup is as follows: Yelich, Adames, Rowdy Tellez, Hunter Renfro, Colton Wong, Andrew McCutchen, Jace Peterson, Victor Caratini, and Garrett Mitchell in the 9-hole. Wasn't in my book going into yesterday. Walks off the game. That is how that goes. That feels natural. I would love to say my what to watch for is Oswald Peraza. He just kind of isn't in the postseason plans. It'd be great. I'm very curious. I'm excited to see him. And I would and it's a cheating answer to say watching Judge because of the home run, because of the home run chase. But that's kind of a cheating answer. So I will say my what to watch for today is just Andujar all around. Got in yesterday's game, a few days out of the lineup. I want to see him put together some good at-bats today because he has, like, the highest potential bat of, like, the guys in that left field conversation. So I want to see some more. Moving forward, the rest of this show, we will discuss the pitching path to victory, which should be an interesting one today. We will do the homer draft. You guys against me. Looks like Feo's in the chat, so he will make the final selection again, but you guys are free to discuss amongst yourselves how that'll go. We will discuss the over-under. I will give a premonition, and then I will stand up. On a little bit of a time crunch, actually, so I'm going to try to be pretty snappy with it. But up next is the pitching path to victory, and the Yankees used just about everybody. Domingo Herman threw almost 40 pitches. Litke threw 13. Weissert got in the mix. Lou Trevino, a 17-pitch inning. Clay Holmes, he's in a bad spot. Loaiza, I thought they'd save one of them. Circumstances of the game, they used both of them. So I figure they are both potentially unavailable today. Or again, at least one will not get into today's game because then they will have pitched 4 out of 5 and are unavailable for Sunday's game. I would assume Clay Holmes is the one unavailable. Chapman didn't get into yesterday's game. Marinaccio, of note, Marinaccio hasn't pitched since Sunday. And it is Saturday now. So if he doesn't get into this game, then we've got questions. So curious what ends up happening there. Wandy only throws four pitches last night, so I figure he's likely part of this plan. So let's pencil in JMO for 6. And Wandy, I'll account for Marinaccio getting involved. Give him the 8th in either order, I guess. Let's say JMO to Marinaccio to Wandy to Loaiza. But Trevino could easily be involved. I could see them wanting to get Chapman an inning of work because I got to get him into a game at some point and figure out if he's going to like be a guy. Because if he's good the rest of the way, like, he's Aroldis Chapman. You got to use that if he's good, but we haven't seen him yet. It's a very weird spot. So I'd like to see him tonight. I don't think you can put him as part of a path to victory, especially since they didn't last night. So I'd like the Yankees to score a lot of runs. I think that would go a long way, and I'm happy about it. Phone buzzing. Weird Twitter notification. I think that brings us to the homer draft. The homer draft. You, the chat, got a point off the back of Feo, but he does not have the first pick today. So get your pick ready as I am unable to choose Aaron Judge or Gleyber Torres. I think my first pick, let's trust it. I'll take Giancarlo Stanton. You kind of can't let a series go by and potentially not use him. So I will take Giancarlo. Feo, you get 2 picks. The rest of the chat, you discuss those picks. Feo cannot select Stanton, Donaldson, or Trevino. People want Peraza and Judge. I recommend you take Judge. So Feo says the first pick is Peraza. Got to take Peraza while we can. Would rather be wrong, but have chosen Peraza. I like that. And his next pick is going to be waiting. What's your next pick going to be, Feo? Common dub. I mean, he's One for one on instinct so far. And Judge. I think that's a good pick. I was going to take Peraza with the second pick if you didn't. I will select Higgy. Higgy scored my last point in the homer draft in the first game of the Tampa series on September 9th. Right now, Jake leads the total score 29-24. You guys are picking on behalf of Jake this series. I have Stanton and Higgy. You have Peraza and Aaron Judge. Frankie Montas is having a shoulder MRI. Interesting. We really wish he was playing better, if I'm being honest. Because him being good would be good. Him being bad is not good. That will bring us to the over-under. I will check what the numbers look like. I think I got the point on the over last night. It was a 7-6 final, so that was over 8. You guys lose. You guys lose on the under pick tonight. Oh, college football is all at the top. I got to pick baseball. Scroll. Yankees, Brewers, 7.5. I think I'll roll with the over again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it or something. So I'll take the over. You guys discuss amongst yourselves. Fao, you take in all that input from the rest of the chat, okay? And then you tell me if you guys will have the over or the under. 7.5, it drops from yesterday, but it's also two pitchers who are performing better of late. So that makes sense. And Woodruff's good. Yankees aren't familiar with him. I think the Yankees do score some runs. I think Judge gets on the board. Because it's just usually the smart prediction to make. Feo's taking the under again. So once more, we are in opposition. I think that brings us to premonitions. Well, the one that just came to me is a little mean. It's a little mean. I've got Peraza making essentially the same play that IKF kind of booted last night. And just makes a nice pick to his right. That play, it's not an easy play, but like shortstop, you got to make that, especially when an error has already been made in the inning. I know the Glaver ball wasn't ruled an error, but you kind of got to pick up your guy, IKF. That was a tough spot. So I see Peraza just making that play today at some point. Obviously, the stakes are different. But he's going to make a nice pick going to his right. So good for Peraza. Going to stand out on defense. That's cool. My premo last night didn't really come to be, but like Marwin did put kind of a charge into one, not like a warning track ball. So let's see. Comment. People in the chat are giving their premonitions. Is Waldo going yard? Judge and Stanton go back-to-back? I'd like that. I'd like that. I'd see Cabrera and Peraza doing something great in back-to-back ABs. I would like that. Leave your comment down below if you're catching this later. Tell me your premonition. For those of you who were leaving dinner suggestions last night, I did go with Chinese food. I had sesame chicken, some spring rolls, some scallion pancakes were in the mix. And it was okay, if you're wondering. It was okay. It was a fine meal. It was fine. Everyone enjoy the game. Go the Yankees. Let's get a win, because winning is more fun than losing. But this Brewers team's good, and the Yankees are sort of comfy right now. So I love you all very much. Go say nice things about me down there. Because I don't need the negativity of mean comments right now, all right? Love you all. Mwah.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.